Sheldon.
Sheldon, it's Cheryl. I am so sorry, but I don't want to be homeless. And that was a positive thing out of so many negative things. So I truly
No
apologize for
problem, no
hanging up.
problem, Cheryl. No problem at all.
But I did get it, so that's good.
What
I
happened?
got the my rent went up $455 where I am right now. And I
Wow.
was hoping to stay here, you know, and I cannot afford $1,319 a month in rent, and that's what it went up to from 864.
Well, why did it go up that high?
The area, that's what they tell me, Myrtle Beach. They said that they can rent this apartment out for $1,700 if I move out. So they'll make even more after I leave.
Sorry, does
And this
then
apartment is not even worth $1,000, let alone
Sheldon,
$1,700, but
don't you have like a contract or something, like a leasing contract when you did it?
My lease is up in July, and that's when the rent would go to $1,319. But you have to give 60 days notice to move out here. And so I had to give notice on May 5th. So I've been scrambling since April 19th to try and find a place. And I have found one, and it's $900 a month, and it's a double wide trailer that is being overhauled with new walls, new floors, new bathrooms, everything. So
That's
I
great.
am truly blessed. Yes, very blessed.
That is good. That's very good. I'm glad to see. When will you be moving?
Yeah, let me tell you. How are you feeling?
Sure, I'm okay-ish.
Punky.
Yeah, you
Yeah,
can
you
say
don't sound it. You
that.
sound punky. I
Yeah.
wish I didn't have to be here.
Yep, definitely.
I'd rather be curled up in bed with a blanket. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty
You
much.
just sound like your body's fighting off something, that's all.
Yeah, that is what's happening right now. But well, we have to work. What can we do?
Oh, I understand. Believe me.
Yeah. Let's
35 years I did that.
see.
You took care of sick people when you were sick, so.
Yeah. Let's see.
Hopefully there's no emergency meetings today.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah, I'm sorry about last time.
Oh, no,
Basically,
you can't help it.
the emergency meeting started in the room I was sitting in, so I couldn't
Oh
exactly continue
my.
the call. Yeah,
Oh my. Yeah, that's not good.
that was as much of an emergency as it could have been.
Golly.
Yeah.
Besides embarrassing, I mean, come on,
It wasn't related to me, but it was in my office, so.
Yeah. Well,
Well, such is life. What can
that's right. Such is life. That's what books are made of. Such is life, let me tell you.
Definitely. So I think last time we were discussing your edits, right? And how we're going to continue on with that.
No, actually, we were discussing the Maslow's hierarchy of
Yeah.
needs, and we decided to go with the classic
Yeah, with the
five-tier
classic one.
needs, and yeah. And then we didn't discuss any of the changes yet.
Yeah, that is
We
what
did.
I was getting at. That we're going to discuss the changes that have been done at this time,
Oh,
how we're
I'm
going to
sorry, dear.
continue
Of
the
course.
book. No
Okay.
problem.
All right.
No problem. So last time I told you that I'll be designing a small triangle that will depict Maslow's hierarchy in the introduction, correct?
Yes.
So aside from the preface that you've written, we'll add it to the preface right after the explanation. And then we'll continue on from chapter one.
Okay.
Chapter one, the beginning, you've made very minor edits around about Jim Bob's wife would deliver two more babies, girl, in February 56. and a boy in 58, right?
Yes, yes. Mainly because of the way it had set up, you know, before that. I thought I better add the two to explain, you know, how my mom got that many babies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, minor corrections that need to be done because you guys are six. And it's been after, it's written five for some reason.
Yeah, so it says, faces barbarism, Jim Bob had five children with my mother. And I put, there were six of us, but a girl seemed to be missing. Because I want that, and you, I mean, you guys are the best at this, I'm not. I want that to be almost like a continuation for my next book, which I want to call Little Girl Lost.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on Debbie, which Debbie is the one missing.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom never bonded with her. And so my mom kept her on the back porch. And I always thought I had a dog, but it was my sister Debbie. And that's the true part of it. The rest is going to have to be expounded on, and, you know, it will be more of a nonfiction based on some truth. And I will be visiting Debbie to hear her complete side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Debbie is missing, and I don't know how you want to try and work that in,
mm-hmm.
but I want that reader to say, what do you mean there's a little girl missing? What's going on here, you know? And then that next book comes out, you know.
So you want to deliberately leave that loophole so you can correct it in the next book.
Yeah, very good. See, I told you you were better at this than I am. The loophole, yeah. So I don't know how you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I put,
no, I understand.
I put right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So then comes chapter two. Because actually they did write six initially because like in your first correction, Jim Boss had to deliver two more babies. It's written, my mother had always been an honest woman. She would tell us how all six of us were a product. So it's written all six, but for some reason they made a mistake. Happens.
Okay. Okay.
I'll talk with the writers about that, no problem. Okay, so chapter
right.
Too Many Kids for One Mom. This is probably where we would have to say five.
Okay.
Yeah. You have added a lot of details to this specific chapter. This would help the writers understand. Yeah.
I wanted to bring the farmhouse into the book
mm-hmm.
because it did hold a lot of memories for us. And we did hide a lot in those, you know, creepy little spaces that were haunted. And,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if I, you know, did a good job. I swear to God, I hear a parrot.
Well,
I hear a parrot. Yeah.
Oh, that's a notification sound for one of my colleagues.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, I wanted to bring, you know, the farmhouse in because of the fact that, you know, we did have a lot of stuff going on there, and it was some good memories, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we still to this day talk about the haunted house. It's amazing. Honest to God, the shutters would open and close by themselves. They were inside the room shutters.
That's interesting.
Yeah, gleaming.
Hmm. Let's see. What's about chapter 3 and 4? They seem fine for you?
Are we done with the Too Many Kids, because I made a lot of changes in Too Many Kids for One Mom.
Yeah, because like there are no changes in chapter 3 or 4, so I'm kind of thinking, are they okay, or did you generally...
Well, what's missing in chapter... in chapter 3 and 4 is the piece about, and I have to change his name, I have to, Gregory Glorioso. Gregory was the one hit by the car, and I had explained all that to you in a previous note. I can't even talk about it. Jeez, I'm starting to tear up. But I don't know. I haven't seen anything from you guys about Sammy. And so chapter 3 starts with, let's see, me mentioning, because there's no changes for chapter 3 because you and I have never seen chapter 3 together. I just sent this to you.
Okay.
So your team hasn't seen this.
Oh, because
it said promoted to fifth grade, Mrs. Fenner.
I see.
A chapter you guys have never seen. So before this has to come in the summer, has to be Gregory Glorioso getting killed by the car when those boys told him to go now, Gregory, go now. And then the fact that his father picked up the front end of the car trying to release him and actually did more damage than like it happened yesterday. But I didn't see anything about Gregory. So where you and I stop is talking about my best friend Earl Hanline.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a piece in here that said I would come back to Plymouth, Ohio for Earl's funeral in August 1979 and see Alice one more time. That's his mom.
Yeah.
And she would recognize me right away. Okay. So that was the last that you and your team had seen, and then I had just sent you what I had tried to call chapter. I tried to put the three inside the triangle, but I'm not that.
That's fine. No worries.
Yeah, so I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is understandable. That's not a big problem. Let's see. So chapter 3.
So what do you think about Gregory, though?
Gregory's part.
Because Gregory would be before. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Where would you prefer Gregory to be added?
He would be the summer of, the summer of 1959. I had just turned 8 years old. Yeah. And him and my sister would have been 3 years old. So
that means this is quite before Earl.
Yeah, it would be before Earl. You are correct about that. I'm sorry.
Okay, Plymouth in town.
But your team didn't send me anything about Gregory, so of course I didn't make any changes, you know. And it's just really tough to keep writing about it.
It's fine. It's fine. Let me confirm a few things. I'll have to check a bit into the emails that have been sent to confirm. I remember having a conversation about this, but I want to confirm if I have. I'm sending you changes for chapter from junior high. I'll be sending you summer of 65. Okay. Spar changes. Can't. Where did it go? I'm trying to find the added mails that you sent me with a lot of information.
The added what?
The information. Yes, here we go. The information, Gregory, that you sent me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
you did find it then.
Okay. Yeah. 1960. April 25, 1960.
Okay, 19. I was a year off. Okay. Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you found it.
Actually, I'll just copy this and give this to the team. So, yeah. Okay, Gregory will be added into this. Don't worry about it. I'll ask the team to add it up accordingly. That's not a big problem.
And like I said, we're going to have to come up with a different name. I can't do that to that family.
No problem.
I'll change
the name for it. So they'll add accordingly. And okay, let's talk about Chapter 3 now. So two things are to mention. I'm a middle child. I prefer not being around chain link fences. To explain. So this is basically an outline, or you can see a detailed summary of Chapter 3 that you've given me, right?
This is the first I've sent this. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, this is like a detailed
summary. What I'm trying to talk to you here about is that's when my, actually the sexual thing started with these boys out of Shiloh, but I guess it's molestation really. I mean, you know, touching me when I don't want them to touch me, pulling my underwear down and, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, you know, so it all started 5th and 6th grade. So, yes, that's what I'm trying to get across here.
Okay.
So that's basically the first time the sexual stuff started.
Because that's
up to this point,
the time
tragedy
where you started talking about sex ed and stuff.
Yes, exactly. Everybody went to their own classes. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. I'm giving this a quick read. Different rooms. Okay. And Chapter 3 is related to psychological safety and love.
Yes.
And, okay, and then Chapter 4 starts after the event of 6th grade, like to 7th grade.
Right. And back in those days, Sheldon, we called it junior high instead. I think they call it middle school now.
Yeah, they call it middle school now.
Okay, so back then we called it junior high. So, you know, that was pretty exciting because we thought we were all grown and stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's still people think like from middle school is like a step. Yeah. There's high school, that's a bigger step. And
Now, this chapter, what I trying to get across is the body image stuff.
Okay.
So I didn't like to eat. My mom had to force me to eat. I hated to eat. And I was, because we lived on a cattle farm and I could hear the cattle crying all the time. And I just, the cattle crying and knowing they're getting that big ring put through their nose and they scream and they pull their tail when they're doing it. And it's really sad how they were treated, you know. And so I could not eat thinking about this animal on my plate, what it went through to get to my plate. And so I had to have cod liver oil all the time. And I was just so skinny. And so when my body started developing and the hormones were kicking in, I got this really tiny waist, but I had this ass on me that followed me everywhere, pardon my expression. I mean, it was, and it to this day, you know, my ex-husband is always making a comment about it, you know. You should have been a black girl. Look at your ass, you know. So, and it's just, I don't know. I could probably do a whole book about that. But anyway, it's just.
That would be interesting.
When you're, yeah, you know, we could call it growing up with ass. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
But it's with that body image being so important at that time of your life, you don't need to stand in front of a whole classroom and be ridiculed. And with this pointer, I don't know about your teachers, but our teachers used to use this pointer, and they would mainly use it on the blackboard. So if they wanted to point something out, they would take their long stick pointer thing and point something out on the blackboard. Well, that's what was used on me, to point my butt out to everybody.
Which is ridiculous most of the time.
Yeah. So seventh grade was, you know, to this day I don't buy anything with box pleats, and I know that probably doesn't mean anything to a guy, but there are box pleats on everything, coats and dresses and skirts and even little skirt things. And, you know, I love box pleats. I think they're very attractive. But I pick it up and I put it right back. It's like, no, Cheryl, you can't. No. Remember, home economics teacher said, no, you know. It was just a real tough time trying to figure out who you were and how to deal with this body. And then I was just, you know, everything else was just so skinny. And then this, you know, it looked like a cartoon character. Somebody just stuck something on the back of me and said, okay, deal with it, you know.
No, people, just for me in this case, I'm pretty sure the teacher was just jealous.
Maybe so. I don't know. But she always wore her glasses down on her nose, you know. Her glasses were, like, down, and she would peer over the top of her glasses and look at you with her middle-aged face and just, ooh, I'm going to ruin you.
Hold
you
your dollar attitude, huh?
I'm sorry, what?
You know the kind of attitude that says holier than thou?
Yes, yes, yes. That was the look, exactly. You know, you're under my thumb.
There's a lot of times in my life I've had that. Don't worry about it. Teachers.
And I was told the other day, Cheryl, you're such an empath. And I'm like, what? And they use the word empath, and so I had to look that up, and I'm like, oh, my God, I think I am.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just so sensitive, and I remember this one guy before my first husband died. This one guy, we were at a funeral, he took my late husband's hand, and then he looked at me, and he says, don't you ever let her go. She can actually read people. And I'm like, ooh, okay, that's scary. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So this goes till grade 8, right?
Yes. It goes up to the summer, right? Doesn't it? Wait a minute. I'm sorry. So I weighed 83 pounds in junior high. Because I talked about Eugene, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't call him Eugene, though. Yes, summer break. Yes, and then the no trespassing. And then eighth grade was uneventful. And, you know, I did have that conversation when my dad passed away in March. My sister and I were at lunch, and I said, Marilyn, you know what's so sad? She goes, what? And I said, I remember box pleats and how that economic teacher affected me more than I remember JFK getting assassinated. And JFK, we loved JFK. We all cried when we heard school was dismissed. when JFK was assassinated.
Yeah.
But I, in my forethought, is that stinging comment, that stinging, you know, those words.
It's the difference of personal and, in the end, JFK's death is not something personal to
you. That's true. Yeah, Marilee didn't say that to me. She should have said that to me, then I would have understood it. You're right. It is a difference of personal.
In that case, you're not the one getting shot. It was JFK.
So exactly.
You're not his family. In the end, it's just a guy you saw on TV. He's a good guy.
But yeah, he was a good
for
person.
For you, that's the extent of it.
Right. That's true. I don't like to put it that way.
So, of course, it's going to have a different impact, like somebody shooting somebody you know and somebody shooting someone you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference of emotional impact, and especially the emotional impact when you're the one who gets shot. So.
Exactly.
Yeah,
which there's enough of that going around these days, too. I'm just not in the line of fire, thank God.
That's been going on since even before you. So.
Right.
Not sure, I'll just forget how old you are, but yeah, I'm pretty sure since before you, people have been getting shot.
I'm 70. Mm-hmm.
See, you're 70 and I'm too young. I'm compared to you, I'm too young. I'm 26, so.
Aw, you're younger than my oldest grandson. My oldest grandson was born in 93.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
I am from 96, so.
There you go.
Yeah. But, well, let's see. Essential grade 8. Let me actually pass this on to my team, see what they have to say. So on the next call, I'll forward you some notes from the team and probably a draft work for Chapter 3, okay?
Okay, then I can go ahead and send you other stuff then? Or?
Sure. You can keep working
I can just
stuff.
Send that anytime. Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Because what I want to talk about next is the Jerry Cotto, which I got to change his name to.
Mm-hmm.
So when he took me away from my sister. So.
Got it.
Anyway, that's just one damn thing after another, Sheldon.
Yep. Okay, definitely.
Well, thank you for calling me.
No problem.
I'm sorry about the interruption.
Absolutely no problem. I'm actually.
All right, dear. Have a blessed
day. So it's pretty even.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So take care and have a good week. I'll get back to you when I can.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.